The window for victims of child sexual abuse to file a civil lawsuit in New York against alleged abusers will close August 13th. Survivors say more time is needed to accommodate those who are not yet ready to come forward. Karen DeWitt reports.
The window opened in August of 2019. It was aimed at adult victims who say they were sexually abused as children but could not take legal action against their alleged abusers because the statute of limitations had run out. Survivors say it can sometimes take several decades before someone is ready to confront their abuser publicly and in court. Bridie Farrell, a former competitive speed skater who advocated for the Child Victims Act, says she was abused by an older teammate and mentor, Olympian Andy Gable, when she was 15.
And like so many survivors, I did not tell my story for years and years. In fact, I didn't come forward publicly with my story until I was 31. And the only reason I did was I went back to speed skating after taking a bit of a hiatus and realized that so much of it was the same. And I told my story because I wanted to make speed skating safer.
Farrell, under the Child Victims Act, was able to file a lawsuit in New York State Supreme Court in July of 2020. It was against Gable as well as the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee and U.S. speed skating team, charging that they knew about Gable's actions and did nothing to stop him. Farrell, who now runs the nonprofit advocacy group America Loves Kids, says the new statute of limitations of age 28 to file a criminal case against an abuser is still not enough time. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.